Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with my partner, the owner of Southern Armory, Mr. Aaron Tarlow. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Did you guys miss us last week?
I know, right? We had our first best of show, our first replay.
I think they've all been like,
they're all best of.
Yeah, the best of.
So you can replay anyone you want,
right?
And it's a best of. That's how that works when you got a show of this quality. It's great to see you. Missed you last week.
Yeah.
Plenty to talk about. Now we have like double the questions to catch up on. So we got a lot to talk about this show.
So should we talk faster?
Talk so faster to get twice as much information in.
Right.
And then we'll be all caught up.
And they could just play it back at half speed.
There you go.
And it would be a 2-hour event versus.
It's math.
Yeah.
It's just math.
I love it.
It's easy peasy. Also, big announcement. We have a brand new producer. Second Amendment Radio has a brand new producer, Mr. Zach Factor. That is not just his radio name. That's his name.
It's the actual name.
That's the actual name. Great to see you, Zach. Thank you so much for joining the team.
Now your Twitter is going to blow up.
Right. No, yeah. I'm glad I was given the opportunity. So
yeah. Yeah. And you, we talked a little bit, and you said that you are a gun collector. Is that true?
Yeah, for the most part. I have been collecting that long.
Right.
And some of the collector's items I've inherited and others I bought.
Sure.
So that's super cool. Now somebody out there is going like, well, how many guns does he really have? I got 3. That's a collection.
There's somebody sitting across the board from him that's thinking that too.
Yeah.
Right.
Tony, you shouldn't judge people. That's not nice.
So that's cool. We'd love to have you on board. And, you know, if you feel like you want to, if you have a question, especially for Aaron,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to guns or, you know, the laws or anything, feel free to jump into the conversation. I'm sure that we'll bring you in from time to time. You look like a millennial. Is that?
Yes.
Is that a fair assessment?
Technically,
I'm 23,
think.
So.
So you're on the very young end.
Yes,
of
very young.
You might even be whatever the next thing is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a millennial, actually.
I think you are too.
Because I was like a Gen Xer.
I'm the young
Gen Yer.
I'm the youngest, like the very end of Generation X. And I'm 40.
Yeah, I'm 33.
Yeah, you're a millennial. You're an old millennial.
I'm ashamed.
You're not even that old of a millennial. I think millennials now are in their
like 38,
late 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I think millennials started being, I think like the birth age is the early 80s.
Yeah, like 79 or 80.
Yeah.
I guess what I saw. And I was like, oh no.
I know. Yeah, I was born in 78.
Yeah,
and
lucky.
So like I said, I'm just barely on the tail end of Generation X.
I always think I should have been like born in the 50s, so I was a teenager in the 60s.
It's the first time I've ever been told it was lucky to be old.
Well, you're closer to the AARP
closer
age.
Closer to death.
Yeah. Everybody's dying, you know.
That
you're
fact.
Born.
That is a fact. So we've got lots to catch up on. Don't forget, you can go to my Twitter, at TonyColombo971. You can also go to the brand new Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, and we love to hear your question. You go to Southern Armory's Facebook page, too,
mm-hmm.
and submit your questions there
as
well.
Yeah, we've had a lot of interaction on the Southern Armory page.
See,
we post
I love
something
it.
And it blows up. We're like, what's going on here?
That's great.
So keep it coming. If you're not on there, get on there, because we're posting cool guns and articles. And
I have for the first time today, I have a question that is not a friendly question.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody sent in a question that is not friendly.
Is it a troll?
The word stupid is used in it.
Okay. Well.
And it's directed at me.
Maybe we.
And since it's directed at me and you're my partner, it's directed to you too.
Right.
It's like a marriage.
So we'll probably just.
When they call me stupid, they call the whole show stupid.
Right. That's just not nice.
We'll get to that in a little bit. We'll get to questions in a little while. First thing I wanted to talk to you about, probably the biggest thing in the news right now, of course, is this Supreme Court nomination.
Uh-huh.
Liberals going crazy, mostly
oh, well.
About mostly about Roe v. Wade and abortion. You haven't heard a whole
oh,
lot
come
of
on, no.
You haven't heard a whole lot
they're
of
they're not going to rehash that.
Of oh, they're going to rehash it.
I don't think so.
I mean, the Democrats are going to rehash
oh,
it in
yeah,
the
yeah,
media.
Yeah. Right, but it's done, it's over with, it's precedent, and really you don't see the Supreme Court overturning former Supreme Court's decisions.
No.
So okay, good. It's a talking point for you if you really want to, but the individuals that are really in the know, I would call
it a scare tactic.
I don't like throwing that. I don't like being scary, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's what they're doing. The left is like saying, hey, you're going to lose all your rights.
Right. And
that's just a scare tactic.
Yeah, remember,
that's not going to happen.
I'm a part of a member of a fire department, which we're a fire protection district. So yeah, we really stray away from scare tactics with our citizens.
Yeah.
When we're going for tax increases.
You should.
Even though it is like, hey, man, this engine that we have or this tanker we have is from the 70s.
Right.
And it is it's 50 years old. There's no way it meets modern standards.
Right.
For, safety for us or to put modern fires out. Because you got to remember, fire today is way different than it was 50 yeah. years ago with synthetics and stuff. So,
sure.
But no, we don't do that.
Yeah, but you don't say, if we don't get a new tanker, everyone's going to die.
Right. Well, yeah. We wouldn't phrase it probably like that.
I said you won't because that's a scare tactic.
Right.
You're not going to use that crap.
We just don't, you just don't use scare tactics. You don't win friends like that. And I guess it's like I hate to say weak-minded, but, I'm probably safe to say that on 97.1 because everybody's going to agree with me. it's just for the people that really aren't super educated or don't know kind of how things work, it's you just educate them.
Right.
That's your best option. Anyway.
So your opinion of this new Supreme Court justice and not necessarily Kavanaugh as a person, just now the makeup of the court, do you feel that the Second Amendment and citizens' gun rights are safer than ever? Now, at least maybe assuming this judge gets confirmed, it seems like the court will now have a distinct conservative lean.
Mm-hmm.
As a gun store owner, but also as a gun owner, a person who carries, do you feel like this has made the country safer and has given people like you less to worry about as far as them trying to change laws or take rights away? Or has it changed nothing?
It remains to be seen.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate to be there. I'm kind of optimistic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be great if it was, but when the Cardinals are 5-4, I'm still on the edge of my seat, nervous.
Right. Right.
So if we get a few more judges on the bench that or more of that conservative, original constitutionalist, libertarian kind of thinking, I'd be a heck of a lot more comfortable.
Right. So if President Trump, it's assumed, especially if he gets reelected,
he'll get at least one more
if he gets reelected. He may get one more even before then.
Right.
He may get one more next year before his term is up. If he gets reelected, I don't see any. It just seems impossible that he wouldn't get at least one more, maybe even two more.
Right.
In that case, we're all set.
Yeah, I'm in a much better place mentally. But, there's always going to be, I didn't think Obamacare would hold up, and then they called it a tax. I was like, really? That's what we're going to, we sold it as something else, but now we're going to call it a tax in court.
The one thing that the Democrats are good at is sticking together.
And spinning.
Well, yeah, but and just taking their majority, sticking together and passing bills through. The Republicans don't always do that. You see these, handful of dissenters and things don't get done. Under Obama, the Democrats did not do that. They all stayed in lockstep and forced through everything, and it didn't matter what anybody who disagreed with them thought, because they had the majority and they were going to They were going to force it through.
And it's funny because you think they could have got gun control in on that, an assault weapons ban or something,
I don't think I don't think that they wanted that fight. Even if they could have
Picked it.
Even if they could have gotten it done, I think that they know how. I think that they, at the time, thought that the next president would be Democrat, and they didn't want to upset the apple cart, and they didn't want to do anything to turn a large group of Americans against them. And I think that they didn't have the guts to do that.
Really? They forced Obamacare down your throat.
Yeah, but that was a very head patty, like, you don't know better. We are going to take care of you. I think that they thought,
well, they could have done the same thing with guns. So you're just too stupid. You just don't.
Yeah, that's
you just
point.
Don't understand.
Yeah,
and it's like, no, I don't think you understand because you live with 24-hour security details around you,
right?
And
right.
And armored vehicles and private flights, and you're not out on the freaking street driving around with people that are shooting from cars,
mm-hmm.
right? Or scared to go into certain neighborhoods at night. They don't live that kind of life. I mean, I don't. You know, and when you come to classes at the shop, you know, we talk about kind of mitigation, okay, especially in our advanced classes, we talk about mitigation. Mm-hmm. We're mitigating risk, right? And by that I mean, if you've got to go into, you know, the state streets to check on a rental property, it's probably not the time to go down there at 1 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday night. Yeah, it's probably a bad idea. So you go during the day, maybe 8, 9, 10 in the morning. You know, not as many people out running around. Those that are out running around are already going to work. Yeah, you get the idea.
Yeah.
So take a friend with you. It's all about mitigation.
Right.
You know.
I wanted to bring this up to you. You know what you are? Always on television. That's you.
Always on television.
You are always on. It's not an anagram. It's just, okay. I'm just saying. It's just a fact. I'm just making a statement. A few weeks ago, you had the terrible situation with getting broke into. But everything was off.
Yeah.
And then last week, we didn't get a chance to talk.
Right.
Last week, I hardly ever watch local news. Two of the last three times that I flipped past local news, you were standing there on television.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on TV all the time. We didn't get a chance to talk last week, but it was right around the holiday.
Little scheduling mishaps.
The holiday, there was big local news made when the NRA.
The local chapter of the NRA, they have national roots, but it's the local guys on the boot, on the ground.
That's a very good distinction to put in there.
Mm-hmm. And I know those guys. They come in the shop.
Sure.
We go to you know, Friends of the NRA benefits, and we do events together, and we hold stuff at the shop. And
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know these guys personally. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
So, yeah. So local chapter of the NRA wants to march in the Webster Groves 4th of July parade,
mm-hmm.
and several local lawmakers, and I saw some people being interviewed on.
I saw one guy. Go ahead.
That were very upset.
Yeah.
About the NRA's participation in the parade, and I saw you on television talking about being interviewed by one of the news stations.
Yeah,
about
Channel 5.
About this exact topic. You could quickly explain what the controversy was,
uh-huh.
and then why you were such a big supporter, of course, of the NRA and how it all shook out.
Right. So if you haven't figured out, I'm a kind of a libertarian, like a true constitutionalist.
Attaboy.
I know. I'm not. Tell people, I'm like, you know, I got Democratic views. I lean left. I lean right. But when I really take the political test, I'm like center up, like mm-hmm. center high, you know. So,
yeah.
So with that being said, you know, they came out, and he got a hold of me on Facebook, and I don't think he realized who I was. He's like, hey, do you want to talk about this? I'm like, sure. I'll freaking talk your
ear off. I'm always on television.
Right. Yeah, always on television. Maybe that'll be my tagline on Facebook.
Aaron Jarlo, always on television.
I said, yeah, man, I'm happy to talk with you. You know, we're closed on Mondays. I think this was a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're closed on Mondays. So, you know, of course, you know, I work at a fire department and an ambulance, and then I do the gun thing and teach. So, you know, I'd worked like 7 or 8 days straight, and I just wanted a day off with my family because they really hadn't seen me a whole lot. And so, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, can we do this tomorrow? I'll be at the shop. You can come in, you know, whenever. We can, you know, do it like 9, 9:30. You'll have it by that evening. No, I really want to get it done today. I'm at Arnold Rec Center swimming. Let me see what I have. So I had a collared shirt. And I'm like, okay, come down here. And I'll just throw a hat on.
Check the gym bag. Yep,
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, I was like, you know, and I was like, so we're clear. Waist up. waist up. I got a towel on.
No
below.
Swimming trunks. Yeah.
Right. So he's like, yeah, that's fine. You know, so we go ahead and we start chatting, and he goes, you know, what's your opinion on this? And I was like, why wouldn't you let them march? You know, and I'm thinking to myself, and I didn't say this. It probably wouldn't have been aired anyway. It's like, these people are celebrating a holiday that were won by citizens that were armed.
Right.
Literally armed. And so
you don't gain your independence from another country
by talking.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's not how this works.
Right. Right.
It just does not work that way. You know, especially in the 1700s and really before. Before there were guns, you picked up iron, okay, swords and mm-hmm. shields.
Right.
And then
it was always a conflict.
Right. And or maybe you had a bow and arrow, right? And they were flaming, or you had a catapult, right? Or you surrounded a city and burnt it to the ground. Right. Either way, there was a little bit of violence.
Right.
If anybody ever got their freedom, there was right. a little bit of violence involved.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've moved beyond that yet. We're not in the Star Trek, you know, generation. Next generation, where it's like one.
And they still have fights there too,
right? Yeah, with lasers and torpedoes. Mm-hmm. So, phasers. Let's get it. Let's get the correct Trekkie vernacular going. So, you know, I told him, I was like, you know, it's. I don't see the big controversy. It's a political group, right? They're going to march, right? But we're not talking anything wild. It's a constitutional right. This is pretty much widely accepted, and then. What he didn't hear was I told him, you know, I go, I've got friends that are Christian, Jews, Hindu, Muslim, and they own guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you want to go a little bit further? I have friends that are Democrats,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, me, got friends that are Democrats.
Right.
And I've got friends that are Republicans, and I got friends that are constitutional. I got one, like, communist friend. I just kind of look at her like, you're out of your mind. But they own guns.
Right.
It's like the guns is one of those like universal, you know, it doesn't matter what your political affiliation, doesn't matter what your religious affiliation.
Everybody wants to protect themselves.
Yeah, everybody wants to do it. I mean, I tell you what, you know, you go to a schoolyard, right, and, you know, deal with like 6 or 7 year olds. You're like, he's going to come over here and beat you up. That other kid is going to fight back.
Right.
Right. It's just ingrained. So, but, you know, the Second Amendment, you know, and when we had Thinking Woodsman on.
Yeah.
You guys should check him out.
Yeah.
He's got some cool stuff.
Here, let's take a pause.
We'll come back.
Come back, finish right. this thought, because it's a good one, and right. It's an important one. So don't go anywhere. More with Second Amendment Radio coming next, right here on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to Second Amendment Radio.
Welcome back. Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo and Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, with you. We're talking about a couple weeks ago,
It was last Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go. You're right.
Well, it's 4th of July.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know.
The cocaine, kerfuffle, if you will.
Parties, hookers, yeah, whatever.
Whatever you need. Webster Groves, 4th of July parade, big news all over the area when the NRA, local chapter of the
right,
NRA.
Right, yeah. We're talking grassroots, mm-hmm. the guys that you
These
will see.
Guys, yeah.
You know, at
live here
the,
in
yeah.
the community.
You see them at the gun shows.
Yeah.
You see them at, you know, festivals. Like, I think there was like a booth. And because we do Eddie the Eagle at this gun shop.
Yeah.
So if you've got kids, come into the gun shop. And pick up some Eddie the Eagle stuff.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. 9901
yeah.
Watson Road, 1 mile east, 270-44, southernarmory.com. You can find us.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, and we've got stuff for you to go over gun safety with your kids. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so me and my wife are a huge, huge part of this. And we even go to health fairs and, you know, local stuff in Crestwood. You know, that's because that's where we're at. We go to stuff in Crestwood and we hand out free gun locks. And we hand out Eddie the Eagle coloring books.
That's cool.
And gun safety literature and
yeah.
Handgun Safety Act and just, mm-hmm. just a bunch of good info for the parents.
That's awesome.
So
if I am going to a 4th of July parade,
yeah.
a Veterans Day parade, I am not gonna be surprised by the presence of the NRA.
No, I wouldn't be either.
Like
nor fire trucks or ambulances
right.
or police cars
military
or groups, military civil
groups.
Air patrol,
right.
the militia,
right.
you know, none of that stuff. I'm
so,
not going to be surprised by it.
So it was, you know, I think surprising to some, maybe not surprising to others, that there was such a protest about the NRA participating in this parade. And I know that there was some branch, I think, of the ACLU. You can probably explain it better than I can. But there was another group there that was vehemently opposed to the NRA beliefs and have.
Oh, well.
But said, of course they can be in this
right.
parade.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course they can.
There was like Planned Parenthood was there.
Yeah, it was
there
were groups that were against the NRA that were like, of course they should be allowed to be in this parade.
And, you know, I hate to interject too much of my personal life in here, but, you know, me and my wife tried for 5 years to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, so then you have like Planned Parenthood who gives abortions. It's, what are you doing here? You know, it's kind of offensive, you know, because, you know, we were looking into adoption and everything else. And, you know, for somebody not to want a child, that's just so foreign to me because children are such a gift.
Right.
I just love watching my daughter develop. You know, she's going to be one at the end of the month. And man,
she's so cool.
She's walking now, 11 months old. She was kind of walking at the 10 month mark, but I mean, now she's really walking.
She's really got it figured out.
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh no, you don't need my hand anymore to walk.
Oh
man, this is sad.
Yeah, they move fast too.
So, you know, I mean, I'm not up in arms because Planned Parenthood was there.
Right.
You know, I mean, I could be up in arms. It wouldn't take hard. I just got to go punch in 6 numbers on my safe and decide what I want to carry. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, with that being said, it's just kind of wild that, you know, there are these, you know, the mothers, you know, against drunk driving were there probably, you know, it doesn't surprise me. And it's like, whatever, you know,
right.
I mean,
right.
If you want to go and you want to participate and you want to hand out, you know, stuff, then hand out stuff. And the NRA did hand stuff out
because
they came by the shop and said, hey, can we get some Eddie the Eagle stuff from you? We were like, of course. Like, that's no big deal. We can get more of it, you know.
Was part of the problem with it that they wanted to, did they want to, or did people just assume?
They assumed.
That they were going to open carry?
Can I say what assume means?
Yes.
Okay, so that means it makes an ass out of you and me.
That's right.
But it really just made more of an ass out of them.
So people thought that the NRA guys were going to be like brandishing weapons or something.
Yeah, but you want to hear something funny? There was World War II reenactors there, and I got a picture of one of them.
Right.
Because he's a customer, and he's got my cell phone number. And if you hang around the shop enough, you're probably going to score some cell phone numbers of guys that work up there. Just because, you know, we're social. You get us on, you know, like, hey, this is who I am on Facebook. Come kind of, you know, join me. So so he sends me a picture of him on his, like, World War II motorcycle, like, fully decked out. And he's got a legit Thompson submachine gun in the bag, like, you know, sticking out. He goes, do you think I offended anyone? I just started laughing at him. I was like, you weren't with the NRA, you were fine. You know, but yeah, they assumed that everybody was just going to open carry in March. And so, of course, you know, I hear this and I'm like, maybe I should go down there and openly carry a rifle. And my wife started like losing it. You're not going to do that. And I was like, no, I might now.
Let's not go like, start a fight.
Like, I might now. I wasn't before, you know, because I wasn't even going to go.
Right.
You know, like,
well,
I just.
Well, so how did it shake out? How was the NRA? Because I, you know, news coverage can be very, and you know, I'm in the news. I know how it works.
Skewed.
It can be, or it can present one side and
lack of the other.
Right. And there was a whole lot of people saying that they were going to either not go to the parade or they were going to turn their backs.
And turn away.
That was the big one.
Oh, get out of here.
Right. That was the big one.
How will you know when they go by?
Yeah. That was the big one. They're going to turn their backs on the NRA. So how did it? What was the reaction to the NRA? How did the parade?
They gave out like, I forget how many pounds of candy and tons of Eddie Eagle stuff.
Right.
You know, it was, they were received well.
Not a whole lot of backs turned.
Listen, you know, there.
Whatever you just said, people may not even actually hear.
Okay. So there might be a lot of feces slingers.
Say S word.
Yeah, S word. There might be a lot of S talkers.
Yeah,
but,
there you go. Aaron Tarlow's still learning the radio game.
Yeah, I know. I watch my George Carlin 7 Dirty Words, so I know I can't say those. You guys can just discern.
That's not
along.
One of them?
I don't.
It's got to be.
I don't know.
I haven't seen that in years, but.
Yeah, that's classic. Right. George is amazing.
Classic, yes.
So, no, they'll talk a lot of S-word behind your back and on the internet, but what I have found is they will not come up to your face and do it.
Right.
Period. Yeah. And that's just not gun world stuff. I mean, that is, you know, other political stuff that I'm involved with, you know, and nothing controversial. I mean, you know, most of my history is fire department and stuff, but, you know, you get a lot of people that'll talk S word on the police and the fire department, and then they won't come up to you at, you know, a parade or a fire engine rally or a community event and talk S word to your face.
Right.
They just want, and you know who it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, because they've swung by the firehouse and made a ruckus or whatever, or sent a dirty letter, but they don't do it. Yeah. So, no, you know, nothing. I mean, and I guarantee you, if there would have been a conflict in there, the news would have been blown it way out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
And what are they, to what I said earlier, to the point that I made earlier, don't you expect to see groups like the NRA and
absolutely
pro
anything.
I mean, it's 4th of July, so it's going to be very pro-military.
Correct.
And there's no military without guns. So,
I mean,
would you expect to see the NRA? Like, why would that be such a, why would it be such a shock? And then I guess people would say, well, it's because they were going to open carry. I never heard anybody from the NRA say they were going to open carry.
Right.
I only heard accusation that they were going to.
There was nothing that I saw literature-wise, email-wise that came out. I'm assuming I can drop Chris's name on here.
Yeah.
Chris is the local NRA guy on the ground, and he's part of like GCLA, which is the Gateway. Hold on a minute. GCLA, Gateway Civil Liberties. I forget what the A is, but Gateway Civil Liberties, you know, group or whatever. And I never saw anything in the literature saying, bring your favorite rifle or shotgun, open carry a gun on your hip.
Right.
That was not really the whole idea from everything they put out. It was not an open carry rally. And we have those.
Right.
And it'll say open carry rally.
Right.
And that is like the key word there, open carry rally. So that means put on your holster, sling up a rifle, come out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a pro Second Amendment rally out in Jefferson County. We did have one S-word talker there, though. So, but he kind of came in. He drove by and talked some smack, and then he decided to get an American flag and then try to block people. But there was way too many of us for him to block. But, you know, and I talked with him for a little while, and I'm like, dude, you're kind of and he was a gun owner. That was the thing that got me. But he was a Democrat gun owner. So, you know, he was like, I own guns to protect myself from people like you. And I'm like, really? People like me? Like, I'm just concealed carrying a Glock pistol. And maybe it was 1911. And I came down there with a buddy of mine while the wives were out just to kind of be social and meet these guys outside of like a gun show. So with that being said, you know, no, it was not an open carry rally. There was nothing in there that said, hey, come open carry. It was hey, come out. Let's you know, show support for the Second Amendment. One of the local gun shops, Mid-America Arms, had their 6x6. It was a cargo truck. I told my wife I want to buy a tank, and she said no. So then I downgraded to
a Southern Armory tank.
Yeah.
That would be a parade piece.
Or an armored parade. And then so I was like, how about, no, you don't want a tank? She's like, no. I'm like, all right, so we will not get a main battle tank. How about an armored personnel carrier? And then
now
I started.
It looks like a tank.
Right. But,
it has
you
a tank
know,
look to it.
But it's an armored personnel carrier.
Right.
Okay.
And then there was the pause. Like,
yeah.
Think about this.
And so then.
Let me Google image this.
So she goes, well, you can. It's a FV-432. That's Foxtrot Victor.
Yeah.
And if you're a cop, it's probably Frank Victor, or Victory maybe.
Tony.
432.
Yeah.
And you can Google it. It's really cool. You know, the Brits used them, and I think they're still in service today. And I wanted to get one of those, and those were like $3,000 to $7,000. And I'm like, baby, $3,000 to $7,000 versus a main battle tank, which is like, you know, a lot more than I wanted to spend. Because I was just kind of talking smack to see if it would stick to the wall.
Put that old Southern Armory logo on the side.
Park it out.
Roll that thing down to
park it out
parades.
In the parking lot.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
That's what I was thinking. I mean,
that's a statement.
Ultimate billboard right there.
Yeah, the Crestwood Cops would be getting all these accidents in front of 9901 Watson Road. They would have no idea
can
why.
You just drive that around the streets as
you
like
could,
a rolling billboard?
Yeah, they had street legal versions with turn signals, brake lights, rubber tracks,
that's
and
awesome.
Side view mirrors.
So we only have a few minutes left in this segment, and next segment I want to get to some of these questions.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I wanted to quickly, everybody remembers, well, you know what? Maybe they don't, because it fell out of the news cycle so quickly.
Uh-huh.
The shooting at the Capital Gazette up in Annapolis, Maryland, the newspaper up there where the guy came in and shot up the newsroom.
Really?
Well,
it was in and out of the news cycle
about 2 weeks ago.
In and out so quick, I didn't even notice it.
And when...
it's horrible.
This is the point.
Yeah.
This is the point. So It was a first time ever because it was the first time that somebody had come into a newsroom, you know, an attack on the media, and there were these graphic descriptions of this guy coming into the newsroom and shooting these employees of the Capital Gazette. And before it was even over, while it was still an active shooter situation, lawmakers on the left and pundits on the left were putting out, you know, this is what happens when the president talks about the media and the way that he does. And it dehumanizes them and it makes it easier. And then it comes out that the guy had a personal
vendetta
against the paper for publishing a story about him, about a breakup that he had been involved in, a local. Anyway, it
was like a breakup, like a personal, like
it was
I'm
a very
dating
personal,
you.
Somebody had written, I think the woman he was with had published an editorial about a situation she'd been in with a stalker, and it was this guy.
Oh.
And so he had this personal issue with the paper,
right?
And that was his motivation. Well, once his motivation was exposed, and it wasn't the president, and it wasn't because he went and got it, didn't fit the narrative. And suddenly, what looked like it was going to be this huge story, that was going to be this first time ever an attack on the media because of the president's words. As soon as the actual motive came out, what looked like it was going to be a story that was going to have legs and everybody was going to focus on. It just disappears. So isn't it the hypocrisy level to me is insane that they were all prepared to have this story dictate their, you know, run the narrative for however long they could have it for, but it wasn't the right kind of shooting. So since it wasn't the right kind of shooting, his motivation was wrong. So now we can't focus on. We can't focus. It was still very bad that this guy went in there and shot and killed all these people.
Yeah.
It's still an issue. It's still something we should talk about. It's still something that we should work to prevent. But they don't care about preventing that type of shooting because it's not the kind of shooting
it comes
that helps
back to mental health care.
Yeah.
Great point. And I have, you know, I could talk about it because I've seen it firsthand where we've gotten somebody that's, you know, called 911. Mental health code deal. We take them to the hospital, and there's just no services.
Well, we got to go. We got to take a quick break. Your questions when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to Second Amendment Radio.
Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here, along with Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. We thank you again for your support of this program. Second Amendment Radio comes your way every Saturday, 3 o'clock, here on FM News Talk 97.1. Also, welcome to Zach, our brand new producer on Second Amendment Radio, going to be with us now every week. And I look forward to Zach being a part of these conversations as well. Only one segment to go. So I want to get to some of these questions. Again, you can you can go to the new Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, and you can ask questions there.
It's the pinned post.
Yeah.
Click on it. It's top one.
There you go.
Question.
We'll try to answer questions. We try to answer all the questions that you guys submit each and every week. So you can submit them there. You can email Aaron directly.
Yep. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at southernarmory.com.
There you go.
Or Facebook, Southern Armory, the Facebook page. Yeah. And that gets a push notification right to our phone, whether it's my phone, Jess's phone, Brad's phone, and I don't really sleep. So if it's one or two in the morning, you want to talk about guns, I've done that.
He's ready.
You know.
You can also tweet me at TonyColombo971, and we will read your questions on the air, and we'll try to get all of them answered. I told you earlier in the show that I had our first nasty one.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
I believe this person doesn't give the exact background. I believe this was in response to a conversation, multiple conversations that I've had on the air about gun-free zones being the least safe places.
Yeah, I would agree.
That there are because
that's where the shootings happen.
The rule, people who follow the rules
don't carry
their guns in those places, and bad guys
know that.
And guess what bad guys don't do? Follow rules.
Yeah. So, or, well, it's not even a rule. It's a law. Right. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and bad guys break laws.
Right. Like, rules are kind of subjective. Right. You know, it's
bad
like,
guys already, criminals are lawbreakers. So they don't have any problem breaking the law that right. says, I'm not supposed to carry a gun in here. And so they know that it's a soft target.
Or bomb. Or so, drugs, or a knife.
So there's been a couple times, there's been more than a couple, there's been several times.
A lot.
Over the years, particularly on the Dave Glover Show, where we have talked about how ridiculous gun-free zones are and
have
how
we,
they can
have
be.
We talked about gun-free zones on this?
I don't think so.
I didn't think
that's
we
why
had
I
either.
Think, that's why I believe this was in response to a
something on
conversation
a,
on maybe the Dave Glover
you,
Show.
Because you are Mr. 97.1. So, well, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well,
like, every time I turn on 97.1, I'm like, oh.
There's Tony reading the
There's
news.
There's Tony.
So, got this one, and yeah. I wanted to get your response to it. Please explain to me how thousands of people running around with hidden guns on them makes us safer. You can't be that stupid.
Uh-huh. Well.
You take that one.
Yeah. I mean.
I believe that he is saying that we were saying that gun-free zone or just maybe he was just responding to the general fact
right.
that if good guys have guns
right.
then they can stop the bad guys with guns.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, in his opinion, oh my gosh, the worst thing that we could have is a whole bunch of people running around with guns, because then that's the worst thing that could
right.
happen, and we can't be that stupid.
So I think
talk about that.
I think what they're trying to get at is I hate to put words in their mouth, but I think they're talking about, like, you know, friendly fire, right? So you have
could be
you have a group of individuals at
that's a good point.
You know, a venue, and you get one guy that walks in and starts shooting.
Yeah,
right. And you
yeah.
know, you start, and here's the deal, right?
Let's go classic bank robbery situation.
Right, classic bank robbery.
So guy comes in, he's
you got,
robbing
like,
the bank.
Say 10 or 15 people in there.
Yeah. And now
it's,
somebody's going to take matters in their own hand and put
pretty,
a stop to
it's
it.
It's pretty obvious who the bad guy is, because yeah. You know, the bad guy that's robbing a bank is always going to have the mask across the eyes,
right.
the pillowcase that he spray painted with the money sign, and that's true.
The dollars go in here.
Right. He's going to hand the pillow with the money sign to the bank teller.
Right.
Say, give me all the money.
With a note.
Well, yeah, maybe a note. You know, I'm kind of going, like, you know, back to, oh my God, DuckTales? No.
Yeah.
Is it DuckTales? Yeah, DuckTales. And so with that being said, I guess it's DuckTales. I don't know. One of those classic cartoons I used to watch on Saturday morning when I was a little kid. Older than you, Zach.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
my bad, buddy. Tony probably remembers.
Oh, DuckTales was like my favorite.
Right. Isn't that with like the rich uncle that had like the big pit full of like gold coins?
Yes.
Right? Okay,
oh, yeah.
yeah.
Swimming
in it, yes. yeah. Which, coins are hard, and I don't know how that worked. But whatever, he's a duck, so it's fine. So it's pretty obvious at that point who the bad guy is. When you're in a convenience store, and I mean, you know, here you go. Here, it's not 1,000 people in a venue, but me and my wife were in Columbia, Missouri for a gun show. We had driven down to my grandparents' house after the show, had dinner with them. We were coming back. My wife says, ooh, a 2-liter of ginger ale sounds really good right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, you know, happy wife, happy life. You know, we'll stop and get you this 2-liter. So we pull into this gas station. It's right off the highway. It's kind of in an industrial area. There's some car dealerships and stuff. And with that being said, you know, I'm like, this is kind of a stop and rob. You know, you get right back on the highway, cruise down the highway, you're in the next county. By the time they even get a description or anything out, you're long gone. So, you know, kind of already, you know, kind of alert to the potential there. Again, if you take advanced classes, we talk about this stuff. Or if you take our CCW class, we talk about this stuff. And so we walk in and we're getting the 2-liter, and I'm literally swiping my credit card. As I'm swiping this credit card, this guy walks in behind me and around and goes on the other side of my wife. He's got a $100 bill in his hand. He picks up a pack of gum, which is like the classic, I need to just buy this dollar item. So you open the register and have to break a big giant bill. That's why you see those signs like no bills over 20 or
right,
no bills
right.
over 50. And as soon as the cash register dings, because my card got approved, he goes, give me all the effing money in the register. I just take my hand and put it on my wife and start pushing her back as I'm drawing out my Glock 19 pistol because I'm going to sink 17 rounds into this guy. Well, I guess 18 technically. And somebody out in the gun world right now listening is like, Glock 19 only has a 15-round magazine. I use 17-round mags, okay? And come to a class and I'll explain to you why I use the bigger mag because it's easier to pull out of the gun if anything happens. So as I'm getting ready to empty, you know, 18 rounds of hollow point into this guy, he starts laughing and goes, I'm just kidding. The problem is the tunnel vision, right? He announced a robbery. I want to stop him, okay? And I'm no longer hearing deflection in voice. Everything is monotoned. Everything is like kind of slow motion, okay? And so as I am like bringing the gun around my body and getting it on him, because he's no further from me to you, Tony, and for those of you in radio world, like I can almost touch Tony with my hand.
A few feet away, yep.
So my wife touches me and goes, he's kidding. And she kept progressively getting louder. Now, mind you, everything's monotoned, but I hear, he's kidding, he's kidding, he's kidding. She's basically screaming at me to get me to stop because she knows what I'm going to do.
Right.
And he looks over at her, he looks at me, he sees the pistol on him, and he goes, are you going to shoot me? And I'm like, are you going to rob this place? And he goes, I was just kidding. And I'm like, so am I. I just put the gun back in my holster. And so then he proceeds to goes, you know, yo, man, if you would have shot me, I'd have shot you right back. And my wife starts shaking her head, and she feels this one. She goes, he shoots, you know, USPSA, which is competition shooting.
Right.
He shoots about 8 rounds a second. Do the math. I've got 17 plus 1 in the gun. Right. Gives me about 2.1 seconds, maybe 2.2 seconds worth of ammunition. If I shoot you 18 times in a little over 2 seconds, you're not drawing a gun out and shooting me
back.
You're
not shooting me back.
It's not going to happen. So as my wife and him are conversing and they finish their conversation, and he's like grabbing in his pocket, like outside, going, I got my pistol right here. Wife just kind of goes, whatever, dude. And she picks up the 2-liter. Couple guys in the aisles that were shopping go, are we good to put our guns away? And I'm like, yeah, we're good. He's just a stupid teenager. You know, he's probably a college kid, you know, probably 21, 22. And so they start putting their guns away. And I'm just thinking to myself, it's like, I'm armed, my wife's armed, and like two patrons in the aisles are armed.
Right.
You know, against one bad guy, he wouldn't have, if he was really going to rob the place, he wouldn't have stood a chance.
Right.
It just was not going to happen. So you got a venue of, let's say, 1,000 people, right? If you could, first of all, if you could get 1,000 people all together carrying guns in a venue, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a couple minutes
left. Yeah, a couple minutes left. All right. So, you know, I mean, you know, you figure probably only 3-5% of the populace is really carrying guns. And of that 3-5%, they're not 99% carriers. There's very few that are 99% carriers. And I've got a lot of guys that I know that, oh, I got concealed carry permits and I carry. But, you know, when I go out with them, you know, I hang out with them enough, I can observe certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like you're right-handed, you're left-handed. And so what I do is I go up and I flick them on their hip, on their right side or left side.
To see.
Like, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Just showing a little love. Like, and then they're like, oh, yeah? I'm like, and why aren't you carrying a gun? And they always have an excuse.
Right.
And I'm not going to call Brian or Mike out, but Brian, you know, Brian and Mike, their excuse is, well, you know, I work for this cable provider and can't carry at work.
Right.
And then Mike's like, I'm a union guy and you know, I do electrical stuff and I can't carry at work.
Right.
So when they get off work, they forget to carry and it kind of translates in. So, you know, good luck getting that many people in there, but yeah, there's always a risk of friendly fire and you know,
but the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a
good guy with a gun. And you got to remember, you know, when it starts popping off, I'm not going over there to end it.
Right.
I am going to grab my wife. I'm going to grab my kid.
Yeah.
Let's correct this. I'm going to grab my kid and tell my wife we're leaving. If she wants to hang out, she can hang out. Right. But me and my daughter, we're leaving.
All right. We are out of time. Thank you so much for enjoying another episode of Second Amendment Radio. We will be back again with you next week. SouthernArmory.com to learn all about Southern Armory. Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, thanks again. We will see you next week, Saturday at 3 p.m. here on Second Amendment.
Same bat channel, same bat time.
You got it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here on FM News Talk 97.1.